Quarterback Justin Fields will be the next. Our first question is from Joey Kaufman. Joey, go ahead with your question.
Justin, Ryan said you were not 100% tonight. How do you think your injury affected things overall as the field playing in?
I mean, I'm not really worried about my injury. At the end of the day, I was able to play, and we didn't get the job done. So I don't think my injury, you know, had an effect. I mean, of course, I could have been healthier, but I was healthy enough. You know, I was able to be out there. We just weren't able to get the job done.
Our next question is from Stephen Helwack. Go ahead, Stephen.
Yeah, Justin, just wanted to ask you, in regards to preparation for this game, were you able to practice the last several days somewhat unbridled, or was there a limitation on what you could do this past week leading up to it? And like that, just perhaps if you could just reflect on what this 2 years at Ohio State's meant for you.
No, I wasn't able to practice towards the beginning of the week of last week. I had to miss a couple, but I mean, yeah, these last 2 years have been great. Made a lot of friendships, made a lot of relationships, made a lot of brothers. You know, I'm gonna always, you know, miss the seniors because this was their last game. And I know they definitely wanted a different outcome, but I'm gonna miss everybody.
Our next question is from Nathan Baird. Nathan, go ahead with the question.
Justin, it seemed like they ratcheted up the pressure a little bit there, even in the first half, disrupting you a little bit. Just what did you feel like they were doing that was most effective and made it difficult for you guys to operate?
I feel like, you know, they did a good job executing our defense. Of course, they have great players, great athletes, and they have a great defense coordinator, so they did a good job doing that.
Next question is from Austin Ward. Austin, go ahead with your question.
Justin, how much do you think it impacted you guys, what you wanted to do offensively when Trey went out?
Of course, yeah. Of course, Trey going out. Of course, it was hot these last few games, but we have a mentality of competitive excellence. And, you know, when one man goes down, we have to bring up the next man. But, of course, we would have loved to have Trey out there. You know, he's a baller. He's a warrior. But, you know, he wasn't able to be out there and play with us. So, of course, maybe he would have made a difference. Maybe he wouldn't have. But, you know, with or without him, we still got to execute.
Our next question is from Phil Landis. Phil,
Justin, as you were making your way off the field there, it seemed like you're stopping and talking with a lot of people, but I'm just curious what your message was, particularly for some of the young guys that you had a moment with who you know, have to take this loss and I guess find a way to use it going into next year.
I mean, yeah, I was just telling young guys that, you know, they have a lot more years here left, and I was just telling them to remember this feeling, and, you know, never let it happen to them again. You know, of course they were down, but, you know, they have time left. They have time to work. So I just encourage them to, you know, get back to work as quickly as possible and just remember this feeling walking off the field with the loss. You know, it doesn't really happen that much here at Ohio State. So I just told them to remember the feeling.
Our next question is from Carter Hill. Carter, go ahead with the question.
Hey, Justin, how did you, I know you kind of touched on earlier, but how overall did you feel coming into this game? And you talked about how well their defense has been playing. What did you see overall from their defense as the game progressed on?
How did I feel coming into the game, and what did I see overall from their defense?
Yes.
I mean, I felt pretty confident coming into the game. I thought we had a good game plan, you know, planned out. But, you know, they executed what better than we did. So, you know, of course, Bama's a great team. You got to give them their credit. And, yeah, we just got to be better.
Time for one more question. Justin. Rama, go ahead with
a
question.
Justin, a tough loss for the team today. How will this motivate you in the offseason?
It's going to motivate me a lot, you know. We didn't get the turnout that we wanted to. We didn't get the result that we wanted, but that's just going to make us work harder. You know, this team deals with that adversity very well. We've been through a lot of adversity this past year, so I think we're just going to use it as fuel to just get back in the offseason and just work our butts off for real. So.
All right, that is our last question for quarterback Justin Fields. Justin, for joining us.
Appreciate it.